صلي الكريم مع بعض. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. I want to first, before we start, congratulate everyone in that Alhamdulillah, Allah SWT gave us all tawfiq to pray our Fajr Salah and Jama'ah. And so automatically a person gets the reward of having spent the entirety of last night in ibadah. Right, this is a hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions. Right, you pray your Fajr Salah and Jama'ah, you have the entirety of the night of Qiyam al-Layl written in your accounts. Alhamdulillah. Once in a while you have to say something a little bit different to catch people's attention. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a habit of this where, yani normally when you're here by start, it's either Alhamdulillah or Nahmaduhu or something like that. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had something extra important to talk about, he would start Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. He start with a kalima, something you don't normally hear. It's to bring people in. The name that we're talking about today, firstly, is Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is the one who answers. And so Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who's there, who will always answer a call. And so when we're talking about answering, there's two ways you could take it, right? The concept of answering a call, would one is just answering the phone, you pick up and you're on the line and you're talking. And the other understanding of answering a call is where you actually do what's asked of you. He answered the call at the time, right? And so whatever is asked of you is you fulfill that. And so of these two, our focus is on the first. What we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be there for us, to listen, to be attentive. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises about himself as well. When the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about du'as, they said, أَيُّ الدُّعَاءِ أَسْمَعُ. Which du'a of Allah, which du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most heard by Allah? And so their understanding is Allah listening to me? Which dua is most listened to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so what we want when we're, again, the concept of ijabah, the concept of answering from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our focus is Allah's attention there. Am I connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? And then this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about himself, that I am so mujib, I answer so readily, I'm so constantly available to you. Right? You don't have to worry about connections, you don't have to worry about data service, you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi or the call dropping or your phone dying. Allah is automatically there. You know when you're doing something reckless and you're just like, oh, don't worry about it, no. Danger is my middle name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, Al-Mujib is who I am. It's so ingrained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's availability to you is just a part of who Allah is. It's part of the definition of what it means to be Allah. Allah is always available. And so this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentions in a hadith, Allahu hayyun kareemun yastahyi idha rafa rajulu yadayhi ilayhi an yaruddahuma sifran khaibatain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a quality of haya and he has a quality of karam, right? So these two qualities. He's shameful, right? He has a lot of nobility, of generosity. يَسْتَحِي إِذَا رَفَعَ الرَّجُلُ يَدَيْهِ. He's very shy when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees a person raising their hands towards him. And يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا خَائِبَتَيْن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too shy to return those hands empty-handed, to return them with nothing. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too generous for all of that. Right? So this is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, he's inviting you to come and be a part of this communication with him. Many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, he knows we have a weakness, he knows we forget. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create scenarios through which a person now has to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And this comes in many forms. This comes in just the concept of just difficulties in general, right? We know that when we're not worried about anything, then our ibadah tends to be a little bit weaker. But when we have something to cry about, imagine someone came to you, and someone called you. Right? Someone calls you right now on the phone, and they're crying, and they're panicking. Tears falling, and you can hear it in their voice. What would your concern be? Right? Everything else gets blocked out. Your only focus at that moment is I need to do everything to help this person. This person is desperate. Like, I have to stop everything and make sure I can help this person, whether you know them well or not, even if they're someone outside of your family and friends. Just the fact that they're crying to you. And this is us from a human perspective with an atom's worth of mercy compared to Allah. Can you imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reaction is? When someone comes crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the phone, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn to them? Right? When you ask someone, there are times they'll not answer, there are times they won't answer, right? There are times when someone will listen to you, and no matter how kindly or gently they let you down, if they say no to you, that's a disappointment to you. And you feel like, why did I waste my time with them? You know, why did I even bother? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you this about Himself, that you will never ever be disappointed when you come asking, when you come knocking, when you come talking to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense is mujib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be answering. And so we were talking about the different scenarios that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a person in. Right? And so one of those, like, the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in, part of it is so that you feel like you need Allah, that you remember that, oh, there is someone else that I have to turn to, that I have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one aspect of the difficulty. But sometimes it's not just that, it's to build a responsibility in you. Right? And this is something I've learned from my teachers. When I came to Dar es Salaam as taking the position of a teacher, right? No one comes to like a position like that thinking that I deserve to be a teacher, I'm worthy of being a teacher, I am pious enough, I'm learned enough. No one thinks like that. And so myself as well, when I came to this institute with this opportunity, it wasn't that I ever felt that I deserve to be a teacher, that I am capable and I'm worthy, I'm going to be able to help people so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create scenarios for you and give you responsibilities so that you can step up to the plate, so that you have an ihsas, you have a awareness that I need to be a better person, right? Like, before you're a father, before you're a mother, you're just a person, you don't really care. Before you have a family, okay, if I get hurt, it doesn't really matter. If I die, okay, I died. Once you have a family, it's a completely different feeling. I cannot die. I cannot let anything bad happen to myself. I need to be there with my family. Right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that children are, what is it, mabukhala majbala. They make you bakhil, they make you cowardly, they make you stingy and cowardly. Right? Before kids, you didn't care. All the money goes, I don't care. I grew up broke, doesn't make a difference to me. But once you have family, you care about the money, you care about taking care of everyone. And so in that same line of thought, you're put in a scenario where you now have to lead the salah, you now have to lead the family, you have to teach the kids. It makes you more aware, and Allah's putting you in a scenario that you realize you have a responsibility to step up to. If I had never been a teacher, I would never care to be worthy of being a teacher. Right? I would just be a normal person. The fact that I'm in a situation makes me more cognizant of the fact that I have to be good enough to be a teacher. I have to make myself good enough, even though I'm not. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. All the different scenarios you're going through, the point is not for you to suffer. The point is for you to realize that all these responsibilities I have, you know, it's not about complaining, it's about using that scenario, using that opportunity to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're able to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reaction that you have is what's going to bring you towards Jannah. And so the reaction in that scenario is what's intended. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like making the preparations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is setting it up for you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always does. Right? We came to this world, where do we get our nourishment from? Every single thing is provided for us. We had no idea what we needed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it there for us. We had no idea when we were children what we had to eat or drink, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the nutrients there. Where does the nutrients come from our food? It comes from the sun, it comes from the oxygen, it comes from the water, it comes from the soil. All those things were there before any human was here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares everything for your success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets you up for success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the message, gives you the lesson. Some people will heed the lesson, some people won't heed the lesson. In the earth, there's like minerals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts different types. You have different needs. Some metals need to be stronger so that you can use them for construction. Other metals need to be pliable and malleable so that you can make tools. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts what you need in the ground. Right? Some of the ground is soft, some of the ground is hard. You can do different things with different preparations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. Part of those preparations is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then create difficulties for you in your life, so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you remember, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants are asking about me, then tell them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I am very close to you. I will answer when you call me. This is again a quality ingrained in who Allah is. Allah is the one who answers. Allah is making himself available. Like in our, if I had to put it in the modern nomenclature, we would say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating a safe space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you, right? The way you have to do with like whatever relationship you have, whether it's with your students or whether it's with your children or whether it's with your spouse or other family members, right? To have a good relationship, you have to invite communication. You have to make people feel comfortable to communicate. If people are too scared of you to talk, they're not going to open up. They're not going to say anything. Problems are not going to get solved. For people to talk to you and for problems to get solved, they have to feel comfortable. You have to make them feel comfortable to talk to you. You have to create that environment. You have to let them know. You have to open up to them. You have to show vulnerability to them. All of that is part of the environment you're creating. Allah is creating an environment for you. Allah is telling you time and time again, I am listening to you. You call me, I'll talk to you. I will always answer the phone. I will always keep my door of tawbah open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating that environment, letting you know that He's always there for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can always listen to you. This brings me now to the second quality in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're going to talk about. And the second name that we wanted to talk about was Al-Wasi'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is... Wasi' would mean vast, but more specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless. And so when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the more a person turns towards Allah, the more Allah turns towards you. We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, like the Sahaba, they wanted the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to have His full attention towards every single person. No matter how rich a person is, you can think of the richest person you know of, no matter how rich you are, your wealth has a limit. No matter how intelligent you are, you can think of the most intelligent person, the most intelligent imams of the past, there's a limit. No matter how creative an artist can be, there's a limit to their creativity. The galaxy has a limit. Allah is the only one without limits. And so at one time there was a sahaba who makes a dua, and he says, Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammadan wa la tarham ma'ana ahada, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy on me, and have mercy on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't have mercy on anyone else. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَقَدْ حَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You've limited such a vast thing. لَوَأَنَّ الْخَلْقَ جَمِيعًا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى رَجُلٍ فِي الْبَشَرِ. If the entirety of creation, every person in America, in China, India, England, Africa, every single person, Muslim, not Muslim. If every single person from the beginning of time until the end, كانوا على أتقى رجل في البشر, they were all on the most pious heart of mankind. If every single person was as pious as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, however many billions, trillions of them there are, لَوَسِعَهُمْ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures would be enough to compensate every single one of them to the fullest extent. More than enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast, right? This is something that, again, things we learn from our teachers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is not like a VIP lounge. It's not a first class access that only certain people get to be there. Only certain people get to be in the special place and everyone else is like secondary citizens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures encompass every single one of us. And this is that opportunity that we have. This is that call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings towards us. That every single person has the opportunity to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites every single one of us. Additionally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Himself that He's wasi'un alim. Right? In the ayat, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the ones, you know, just to paraphrase the ayah, a person who spends their wealth in sadaqah, his example is like a grain كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. That one grain, like you take a grain of wheat or something and you plant it, then it comes out with a stalk. And on that stalk, there will be seven different sprouts or whatever they're called. Right? And each sprout will then have hundreds of seeds inside. And so Allah SWT mentions specifically 100 seeds in each of the seven sprouts. And what that means is you put one grain into the ground, and from that grain you get 700 grains coming out. Then Allah SWT says, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is wasi', He's, you know, His treasures are capable, His treasures are vast, His treasures are plentiful, and He's alim, He knows who He's giving to. When you ask someone for something, you ask someone who has the qualities that they would be able to give you. What are those qualities that are required for someone to give you something? Right? They have to be, first of all, resourceful, capable. They have to have the ability, they have to have the resources. They have to be kind and generous. They have to care about you. Right? There are certain qualities that you don't just go to some random stranger on the street and say, hey, can you watch my kids? I have to go do something. When you're asking for a favor, you ask for someone who is most likely to answer your favor. Someone who's close to you, someone who's able to, someone who's not occupied. In all of these qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them more than anyone else. In terms of being available, in terms of being capable, in terms of having the resources, in terms of being kind and generous, in terms of caring about you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these qualities more than anyone else in the world could ever imagine. And so if you're going to ask someone, it only makes sense to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers those that are in difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep asking Him. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to keep asking Him. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us, I know that we can, I know we have the ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continue asking Him. وَأَخُوِ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Ameen. Inshallah, do some dhikr. ilaha illallah. La 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 ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh wa ilayka yarjul amru kulluh. Allahumma lakal hamdu hatta tarda wa lakal hamdu idha radit wa lakal hamdu ba'da ar-ridha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad
بعدد كل ذرة ألف ألف مرة اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you answer our dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you listen to our dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to always be remembering you, to always be calling you, to always be asking of you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn our hearts towards you in all of our ibadat, in all of our days, in all of our minutes. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let our hearts be connected to you. Oh Allah, let us understand the reality of who you are. Oh Allah, let us understand your haqiqat. Oh Allah, let us become closer to you. Remembering you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our salah, let me remember you. Let all of us remember you in our salah. Let all of us remember you when we're doing tilawa. O Allah, let all of us remember you when we're walking, when we're sitting, when we're standing. O Allah, let us be beacons of guidance for ourselves, for the people around us, and for the world. O Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, for the spread of hidayat. O Allah, accept this institution for the khidmat of deen, for hidayat. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to shower us with your mercy. O Allah, you have blessed us with mercy in this world. Continue to bless us with your mercy in the hereafter. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah, bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bi rahmatika.